share from God's word. The weeks that I'm not here, I want you to know that I appreciate the fact that I'm able to pray for you and ask God to bring blessings in your life as well. Thank you for praying for me. And the last time that I was here, I talked about my mother being placed in hospice. God is definitely in control because he's kind of rallied over the last few weeks. And has been somewhat up and down. As a result of what I have been experiencing over these past months, God has laid the message on my heart that I'm going to share with you this morning.
在过去的那几个月里面，神有一些话语放在我心里，今天我来跟大家分享。
The title of my message is What to Do with Your Burden.
这个今天的讲题是如何担当我们的重担。
If we've been watching the news over these last weeks, we have seen people who have gone through many varied experiences which has left them with a lot of burden.
看新闻，在上礼拜看到很多很多人就是太多的重担所经过的一切。Flooding
in North Carolina, South Carolina.
在这个北卡罗来纳州、南卡罗来纳州也发生水灾。
Mudslides in Southern California.
在这个南加州有这个土石崩裂。
And obviously the drought that we've experienced here in Northern California.
当然在北加州有旱灾。The
passage of scripture in Galatians, the sixth chapter, is a key passage to help us understand God's attitude about the burdens that we carry.
在加拉太书第六章里面告诉我们，这是
I trust that each day and each week you will be reminded of God's faithfulness through all of the circumstances. I'm going to begin our message from God this morning by sharing the 3 points of my sermon. It's very easy to remember. Some burdens are meant to be shared. Some burdens are meant to be shouldered. And some burdens are meant to be shed. Shed, taken off.
有些这个重担是要我们要拿去的。
We all have burdens.
我们重担是绝对在我们的。
Some have physical handicaps.
有些人是在身体上有一些没有办法。
Chronic illness.
有些经常常年不断的。 Or
some abnormality you cannot change. Some have spiritual burdens. It may be that Satan has struck your life. The surge of your sin has soaked your soul. And now you are suffering spiritual consequences. Some have emotional burdens, like depression or anxiety, or a heartache to overcome a loss, or financial reversal. I read an illustration about a Chinese woman who lost her dear son. She could not find comfort. She went to a wise old man and asked what to do. He said to her, go to a home that has no sorrow or grief. Several days went by and she returned and said, I have been so selfish with my grief. Sorrow is common in every home. We all have problems and cares. And they wear us down. They are like burdens on our back. We don't all have wealth. But we do have burdens. So what do we do with our burdens? Some burdens are meant to be shared. Simply suggestion that some of our burdens need to be shared with others. Let me give you some examples of burdens to be shared. Faults and failures of others. When a fellow believer stumbles and falls into sin, rather than pointing an accusing finger, we should reach down and give them a helping hand to lift them up. Help them get back on track. Brothers and sisters, it's our responsibility to encourage strengthen one another when it comes to faults and failures. Let's be honest. We all are prone to wander. And we need each other. Another set of burdens to think about is sorrow and grief. Be kind, everyone, for everyone has sorrow of some kind. Tragedy, sorrow, disappointment, depression. And grief will eventually visit the house of every person. Let me ask you a question. Whom have you comforted recently? And who has comforted you? Let's be patient in time. I'm reminded of the passage in Corinthians. Which says, love is patient and kind, it's never haughty, selfish or rude. Love never demands its own way. It's not irritable, it's not touchy. And it hardly ever notices when others do it wrong. Love is always glad when it wins out. It rejoices. Let's remember that love is patient and love is kind. Second point is that some burdens are meant to be shouldered. In other words, we need to carry them alone. There are some burdens which no one else can help you with. Let me share some examples of burdens to be shouldered. The consequences of personal sin. We live in a day and time which people want to sin. And ignore the consequences. The attitude today is it's not your fault. We blame others. I'm not minimizing the effects of our sin. And what our past can do to us. But what I am saying is that Jesus Christ, in you, can get past your past. The good news today, brothers and sisters, is whatever sin of the past can be forgiven. You remember the words from Scripture in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's how we get past our past. We're in a mess today. Because we do not take personal responsibility for the choices that we make. We like to play the blame game. We're world famous for passing the buck. It all started back in the Garden of Eden. You remember God's simple instructions to Adam and Eve. And from this day, from that day on to this day, we continue to do what Adam and Eve did, blame one another. We can choose to sin, but we cannot choose the consequences. We have a free will, and so does God when He reads our record. Brothers and sisters, judgment is real. Do you remember the words from the book of Hebrews? And it is appointed unto man what to die. It is appointed unto man once to die. But after this, the judgment. Everyone in the sound of my voice today will stand sometime before God. And let me say, alone. I cannot stand with you and no one with me. We will all have to give an account. Brothers and sisters, the good news is the saved will be secure. Thank God for His redeeming power. That gives us forgiveness. And those outside of Jesus Christ are lost and have no hope. There is only one sin for which a person can go to hell. The sin of rejecting Jesus Christ as Savior. My last point, some burdens are meant to be shed or taken off. I love the words of the psalmist. He says, cast your burdens on the Lord. Jesus is our great burden bearer. Remember His words? He said, come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. When it's more than you can bear, you can lay it on Jesus. Have you ever had the experience of carrying a heavy load up some steps? As you climb the steps, it seems to be so difficult because the load you're carrying is so heavy. Another picture that I would give to you is seen today where we carry backpacks. in a sense, what we often do is to stuff our burdens in our own backpack. And we try to carry them all alone. Jesus says that's not necessary. Cast your burden on me, and I'll carry the load. That's such good news. That somebody else wants to carry my burden. Through my own life experiences, I can remember many, many times of giving over those burdens and letting God carry them. What a difference it makes. When our son was just several weeks old, we had moved to a new church in Chicago where we were going to serve. We're a young married couple. No family near us. After several days of running a high temperature, the doctor suggested that we needed to bring our son in for him to see. I remember the day as well as if it happened yesterday. He said that I believe after examining our son very carefully and even having his associates come in, I believe that he has spinal meningitis. He said it would only take you about 15 minutes to go from my office to the hospital. That entire drive there, the tears were flowing down my cheeks as I thought about this little boy. With such a life-threatening experience. We arrived at the emergency door, and they opened the door for my wife to hand our son Joel over to them. And before I even got the car parked and signed the papers to admit him into the hospital, they already were beginning to prepare to do a spinal test. By the time we got up to the area where they were doing this, they said to us that that there was nothing they could do but put him on an ice mattress and hope that the fever would go down and see what the next powers would bring. My wife and I went home. No family, no real friends, because we were in a new area. She was in one room and I was in the other, where we began to pray. And we simply did what I have proposed to you this morning in this message. We cast our burden on God. We put it on His shoulders. That evening, about 6 hours later, We received a call to come back to the hospital. Nothing else was said, so you can imagine the drive back with great fear and when I walked by the room he was in, I took a peek to see if I could see if there was light in that room. When the doctor finally came to see us, he said, "I'm not a Christian, but your prayers have been answered." The fever broke and everything is going to be okay. All I can say to you is that we cast the burden and God carried it and God did the miracle. One of two things will happen when we cast our burdens on the Lord. The Lord will lift the burden, or He will sustain. We sang just before the message a song that gives us that good news. In closing, let me remind you of the words we just sung. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone in my darkness. He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own. Let me remind you of the message that we have heard today. Some burdens are meant to be shared. Some burdens are meant to be shouldered, carried alone. And some burdens are meant to be shed. Cast every care upon Him because He cares for you.